here's something that may be totally unsurprising to many of us. Americans are sleeping less because they're also more stressed. A Gallup poll found 57% of Americans say they would benefit from getting more sleep, and stress levels are up. And a fifth of Americans are sleeping fewer than 5 hours a night. This documents a big change since the last time this survey was done a decade ago. NPR's Yuki Noguchi joins me to discuss her reporting. Yuki, a majority of Americans now are not sleeping enough. Is that true across the board?
It is, and it's true across all demographics, you know, men, women, old, young. And it's been a downward march toward less and less sleep since the 1940s. But in the past decade, women under the age of 50 saw very steep declines. And now just over a quarter of those women today say they're getting enough sleep.
Oh, why is that?
Well, you know, the big underlying question of why this is happening generally and for those groups of people specifically is something the survey didn't really get into, although they did correlate sleeplessness with stress. But pick a woman, any woman, and especially if she's a mom like Katie Kremitzos, she might say something like this.
There are a million, gazillion invisible details that we are managing. When we go to bed at night, it is very unlikely that all of those things have been laid to rest, you know, bow tied and all put away and so nice.
Kremitza says, you know, she feels like modern life just keeps accelerating and she's having to pedal faster.
The speed of our lives has significantly increased. Our interpretation of how fast life should be and what we should, quote unquote, accomplish or have or do has exponentially increased.
You know, her own sleep problems inspired her to start a podcast called Sleep Meditation for Women. And Kremitzos runs a network of podcasts, and the ones addressing sleep, she says, are especially successful.
Okay, so when she talks about the speed of life, to me, it sounds like she's talking about technology, because I gotta imagine, Yuki, the smartphone is probably the worst kind of sleep nightlight.
Exactly. Yeah, sleep declines coincide with the prevalence of smartphones. And sleep researcher Gina Marie Matthew is concerned, especially for teenagers. She's a postdoctoral researcher at Stony Brook Medicine in New York. And she says smartphones keep our minds occupied or preoccupied with more things later.
Nowadays, among teenagers, it's 91% who have a smartphone. And probably among adults, it's closer to 100%. There is definitely a link between using more screen-based media and having poorer sleep.
But she says overall, you know, we have this cultural problem when it comes to sleep. And she says we just don't value sleep enough. We don't have enough social supports in place that would give people, and especially young women, the ability to rest and relax.
All right. If you can, Yuki, get some sleep. That's NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
Thank you.